For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Takes the snap. Blitz coming. Fires over the middle for Amari Super Cooper for a 12-yard touchdown reception.
Victory Monday, one of the highlights of the game, brought to you by Northland Workforce Training Center. Train for what's next. Jeremy and Joe, happy Victory Monday. Another beautiful day. When's the next time we will see a cloud? It's been days.
I think you're going to see one in a couple days. Okay. But today and tomorrow are going to be
just nothing
ideal.
But the wispy clouds, all we're getting. It's been beautiful. Bills are atop the AFC East, very much cruising to their fifth straight title. I mean, yeah. Does anybody have a problem with saying that? The second place team is 2-5.
I can't even get close. The Dolphins might hang around. They have the easiest schedule remaining in the league, but don't they need to beat the Bills to win the division probably?
Yes.
Because if they don't, then that's four games better they'd have to be than the Bills. Just, I don't know. I don't see it. I think the Bills are going to cruise to the East.
And now it's about what can their ceiling be? You know, maybe these next couple weeks are about evaluating if Brandon Bean wants to make any more trades, because if you know this early in the year, like let's play this out a little bit. Sorry, we're going to go big picture. We'll get some calls in here. Gary and Tom Hagan, 1 second. If I'm Brandon Bean or you're Brandon Bean, you know you're going to win the division.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So home playoff game.
You're going to have a home playoff game. Okay.
Yeah.
You're going to play a non-division winner. All right. I'm already thinking that I should expect to be in the divisional round.
Yeah.
Should I? That means you just win your first playoff game.
They could play Cincinnati in the first playoff game.
They
how
could.
Confident do you feel about that?
I don't know, but I'm playing at home.
All right, yeah.
They'll be favored. Expecting to be in the divisional round.
Okay.
And now it's about, all right, well, once I'm that far, there's no such thing as a transition year. What do I need? Do I need a safety? Do I need a linebacker? Do I need whatever you might want? Do I need another defensive end?
How's Bass look by the deadline?
Right. Everything is going to be about evaluating for that. And for us and for people that watch this team and evaluate this team, if we're being honest about it also, it's going to be 10 weeks, basically, of how do they look in relation to what it will take to win those games in the divisional round, in the wild card round, divisional round, conference championship.
Maybe chasing down the one seed, too.
Right, and I know they lost to Baltimore, and I know they lost to Houston.
Yeah, they need some more help.
But the playoffs is a second season, and you are they the biggest favorite in the NFL to make the second season right now? Kansas City's right there. Kansas City 6-0. Their division is nothing.
Yeah.
So,
yeah, Chargers are in second at 3-2. Chiefs are 6-0. But they're the two. Here we are right back again where, well, actually, I don't know. Is the whole, no, AFC North's not this. AFC South, is that live now because the Colts are one game back?
No, I think
Houston lost. I mean, I don't think so.
I think the Colts are toast.
I mean, Richardson at one point had like two completions on 9 attempts yesterday.
They can't play him and expect to win.
So I don't know. I feel like I already know 3 of the division winners at least in this conference. And I almost want to put the Ravens in there because the Steelers' schedule gets so hard at the end, but I don't know. Wilson looked pretty good last night.
803-0550, World Series, Yankees and Dodgers. That starts Friday.
I was really hoping the Mets would get in there. Dodgers are going to be tough to root for.
Gary in Buffalo. Hey, Gary, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Good. Morning.
I'm going to take myself off the bonus of driving because I think it can sound a little bit better. But, you know, it's funny because everything I wanted to talk about, you and Sal hit on the nose in terms of, you know, my frustration. I mean, great win. I love the adjustments and way to come back. But I just feel like there's a couple plays specifically that just like stand out to me that were like wanting to throw something at the TV. One of them was, I think we're inside the red zone and I don't know if it was third or first down. I can't remember what down it was, but they went empty, and then they had like Josh run the football on a keeper, and I'm like into the teeth of it, which has been frustrating as it is watching us run the ball in between the guards, all right, between guard and tackle, knowing that's the strength. They couldn't move Simmons all game, and so I think I was just confused as to like the approach and the strategy. I mean, I understand that you have a script that you come in and prepare for, but once you see the script kind of go sideways, which you guys have all mentioned, it's like it's time to put the ball in the best player's hand, make the adjustments. And I just feel like I don't want to get back into the space that we were with Dorsey, where, you know, our record was decent at one point, and then he was, you know, as basically everybody knew what we were doing, except we weren't doing a good job self-scouting, so I'm hoping that they take some time to really self-scout better on offense this week and come up with a better game plan, especially when you're going with teams that have a strong defensive front. And so that was my take. Thanks for the call, guys.
Yeah, thanks, Gary. There was one play where Allen decided to keep it himself on a bit of a read, and he reads and keeps it himself, and it doesn't go anywhere. And my thought at the moment was the guy wants to play. He wants to get involved. He always wants to get involved. And early in this game, it seemed like that's one of the things that's so interesting. Here's Tennessee, a run-heavy team, coming to Buffalo, and what they call in their first drives, pass, 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 pass.
Play action to the tight end in the flat. Oh, felt like it happened nine times.
Throwing it the whole way down the field and making money doing it, building a 10-0 lead. And the Bills, what are they doing? I'm getting James Cook on 2nd and 5 and forcing 3rd and shorts. Like, the Bills on third down, we're talking about this sometimes, that their third down numbers aren't as good as they've been in years past. Maybe that's because Allen's a little reluctant to run. It could be that. It could also be, I mean, I guess we could look up if the third downs are as favorable as they used to be. Because
for the past 3 seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a 4th season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
You know, 2nd and 5 to me should be about not getting to 3rd and 1. It's that now that you have this vertical offense and more of a threat in the vertical passing game, like they did all day through this Tennessee game. 2nd and 5 to me is an opportunity for some of these explosives. And I'm sorry, I keep going back to that playoff game against the Chiefs. They had no explosive plays in that game. Zero. Diggs had the drop, I know. So did Sherfield. But part of the reason they had no explosives is because they didn't try for that many. They had a lot of 2nd and 4s that they ran it. That's not
right.
Anytime you hand that off, I know it could be an explosive play. But to me, you're not really,
it's less likely.
Yeah, you're just
less
not likely. Trying for an explosive play. And even that, like a lot of people would say an explosive run play is 10 yards. An explosive pass play is twice as much.
Yeah.
So I'm always going to want them to lean in the pass. I want them to, I guess in my heart of hearts, I want them to be the team I watched them be when they were awesome, which is Josh Allen and 11 personnel winging it to receivers down the field. And that's what they looked like yesterday.
Yeah, in the 2nd half.
Yep.
Did you notice Allen at the 2-minute warning in the 1st half? While things still weren't going
great. They hand the ball off and run the clock down?
Yeah, he looked, I don't know, like maybe it's tough to see. Like I'm a little higher up, too.
Is it a what are we doing scenario?
Kind of. Like, I don't know. I was trying to read him, and it felt like he's like, man, what are we doing right now? They ran, that. I'm glad the game went well, because otherwise this series would have ruined my week, I think. That the Bills had, they get the ball on their own 24-yard line. They're down 10-7. They get the ball with 2:41 left in the second quarter. 2:41. They run James Cook for 2 yards, which takes 4 seconds, and then they run 38 seconds off the clock down to the 2-minute warning.
Yep.
And I thought Allen looked like, what are we doing here? What's happening? Like, he kind of looked like that. I don't want to, you know, put words in his mouth, but that was what was in my mouth.
Well, there's probably,
I put words in my own mouth, which was, what in the world was that?
There's probably a fine line to walk here. Like, why would they run the clock down there? And that's because they want to try to score, but also if they don't, they don't want to give the Titans too much time.
But even score what? Aren't you kind of playing for a field goal if you do that?
Again, it's a fine line. It is a little bit scared. You want to say it's conservative. You could also say that it's
You got to go 75 yards.
That it's well, you can go 75 yards in two minutes.
I know
you can. But I'm with
it's
you.
Easier with 2:30.
But when they ran the clock down, that is to me saying, if this doesn't work, let's give them less time. As opposed to just, let's see what we can do with 2:41. And so, all right, we only need 2 minutes. And then, of course, it's incomplete. And on the third down play, he runs. And that's that. Fourth and one.
Even that, though, like, I don't know. Like, I think you're right. That's probably what they're thinking. What was the result? The result was you wound the clock down to the two-minute warning. You went three and out, and what'd the Titans get? They had the ball at their own 40 with 44 seconds. Which, by the way, were you scared on that last play of the half? He got close. I don't know how close. There were Bills there, but he got to, like, the 15-yard line, and I my heart dropped for a second. Like, what is about to happen? This circus play. And then they start throwing the ball around, and it didn't work. But, yeah, I don't know. I was not a fan of that. That you ran the clock down like that because the Titans got the ball with 44 seconds needing to go 20 yards anyway.
8030550. Thomas, next up quickly. Hey, Thomas, good morning.
Hey, good morning, fellas.
Morning.
How you feeling?
Great.
Yeah, feeling great, too. Heck of a win yesterday, and that Amari Cooper trade has paid off, and it looks like it's worked out better for us than the Jets. And a few other things.
Mm-hmm.
How is it that Pat Mahomes could get away with everything? Because he clearly pushed the guy down. The guy just reacted to it. I understand he hit him in the head and he got ejected, but he still Mahomes should have been flagged for a personal foul. So I don't understand how he just got away with that.
Are we talking about the play where he got like punched after doing that? What play are we talking about?
That's the play I'm talking about. Right after he did that, reacted and punched him, he got ejected. So Mahomes should have got flagged for a personal foul because he straight shoved him to the ground.
All right, I saw the play where Mahomes got punched by a Niner.
In the throat.
Yeah. And there was no call. I didn't see what Mahomes did. I saw him run over a guy to go into the end zone, but he also didn't play well. So
I don't know at all. All right, thanks, Thomas. Yeah, he didn't play well.
No, he didn't play. Neither played well. Did you see the stat that Purdy and Mahomes had a worse, was a QBR passer rating? They had the worst combined passer rating. Here it is. Mahomes and Purdy put up a combined 21 for 42, 230 yards and 4 picks, 27 passer rating. It's the lowest combined passer rating in a game since Saints Broncos had an 11 with Taysom Hill and Kendall Hinton in 2020, who aren't even quarterbacks anymore.
Those are last year's Super Bowl teams.
Yeah.
The Chiefs can't win it this year because I can't stomach if next year we're going to be like, actually, the key is to be bad. Because that's
well, their defense is amazing.
It is. Their offense is amazing. Their offense looks terrible again. 803-0550, 1-888-550-2550. Terrible to a point, I guess. Jeremy and Joe on Victory Monday on WGR.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.